The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I hope you are having an amazing Tuesday. Congratulations. March Madness is officially upon us. We have our first game of the first four. Right now, we got St. Francis. Right now, we got Alabama State. St. Francis leads 17-12. They just got underway, so we got so much more to do. Of course, in about 2.5 hours from now, we'll have North Carolina taking on San Diego State, and we'll keep you up to date with all of the action as we continue on here. This show gets started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got Sirius XM, it's 375. You got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you want to call up, we got a new number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. That is on Twitter and X and Facebook and whatever the heck they call all of these things. You can go ahead and find me there. We've already talked about that silly governor in West Virginia. This man wants an entire investigation into the selection committee and how North Carolina got in and West Virginia, you know, didn't get in. Well, absolutely hilarious news. As West Virginia's coach is gone. This man is going to Indiana. We'll talk about that in a second. Speaking of going places, Brandon Graham is not going to be sticking around with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's retiring after winning his second Super Bowl. Major League Baseball started its season today. Cam Hayward is not even teammates with Aaron Rodgers, and he's sick of the guy. And we talked about Tracy Morgan. That guy was sick last night. We talked about him and Vince McMahon. So we already did a lot, and it's only been an hour. Yeah, we packed things in around here, okay? You can call up if you want to be a part of the show, 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to say the number so you don't call the old one. And why would you do that? And hey, I just told you about the news. We got angry governors. There's nothing to investigate when the head coach of the team decided to leave a day later. Hey, take a listen to this breaking news from CBS Sports HQ about West Virginia's coach, DeVries. He says, I'm leaving. Investigate what you want.
We've got breaking news out of college basketball where Indiana is hiring West Virginia's Darren DeVries as its next head coach. That's been confirmed by our Matt Norlander. DeVries spent the past season in Morgantown going 19-13 while controversially missing the NCAA tournament. Prior to that, he spent 6 years at Drake leading the Bulldogs to 3 appearances in the Big Dance. He'll take over for Mike Woodson, who stepped down at the end of this season after 4 years in Bloomington and just two NCAA tournament appearances.
Man, I still feel bad for Mike Woodson. Like, they hated that guy. That guy, that man played there and coached there and comes back and the team sucks and everybody's like, man, we got to get this guy out of here. Like, fire Mike Woodson. Damn. Hickey, how long does it take before Mike Woodson is welcomed back with open arms? That he wants to go back for, I don't know, some charity gala or something like that. Like, he has to stay away for like 3 years, huh?
I would say at least 3 years.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it was not a good tenure.
Could you imagine you put your blood, sweat, and tears into a place over the course of your life, and you come back and out of people hate your guts?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Yes, you're right, it's sad. But that's kind of part of the deal.
Oh, you took the money, huh?
Took the money, yeah, right. And with that, you know, like, you do risk. Hey, if things go poorly here, you're not going to be, well, you know, this could be a relationship that breaks and never gets back together.
He can be an assistant in the NBA again, okay?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he can. He'll land on his feet and go somewhere else if he wants to coach, but...
What miserable NBA team will hire him? I don't know.
As an assistant? I think he'd get some work as an assistant.
Yeah, he hasn't been a head coach in the NBA, and I feel like, I don't... Was it the Knicks? Is it that long? Has it been that long?
Yeah, I think so, right? I don't think he's coached...
Oh, my God.
Since missing the NBA.
He was an assistant with the Clippers from 2014 to 2018. He was an assistant with the New York Knicks. I don't even remember that from 2020 to 2021. Is that
Hornacek?
Thibodeau? No, is that Thibodeau by then? Thibodeau came after?
Maybe it was Thibodeau.
Wow.
Yeah, because 2021 was the year that they came out of the bubble, and that was the year that they lost to the Hawks.
Thibodeau,
I don't remember that at all.
Thibodeau was still there, wasn't he?
I think that was his first year.
Wow.
I don't recall at all.
Well, that's his last job in the NBA. And in Indiana, 4 years, 2021 to 2025. Well, now they don't got to worry about it. But Darian DeVries is their new head coach, decided to leave West Virginia and keep it moving. Let's see, when did Tibbs join the New York Knicks? Just irritating all their fans with how often he plays the guys. Oh, my God. Wow. Mike Miller? Hickey, I don't even remember this. In the bubble? Yeah, Tibbs took over in 2020. Michael Miller took over, I guess, after Fizdale got fired.
For what, like 15 games?
Oh, my God. No, 40-something games.
Wow.
And they went 17 and 27. I wasn't going to remember that. Okay. I ain't watching nobody that's going to go out there and win. They fired their coach and they won 17 games the rest of the way. No thanks. Hey, good luck to Mike Woodson. I've had the pleasure of chatting it up with him. He's a nice guy. Hey, good for him. He'll land on his feet. And speaking of landing somewhere, anywhere, I don't know if this is the best recruiting tool. It doesn't sound like a good recruiting tool at all. Cam Hayward, the Steelers defensive tackle, defensive lineman, end. This man is already sick of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is not even on a team yet. He's not on the Vikings. He's not on the Giants. He's obviously not a Pittsburgh Steelers. And you want to talk about a podcast? Here, we can add this to the list because we're like, hey, what is Brandon Graham going to do post-retirement here in the NFL? Cam Hayward already has a podcast. And he utilized his podcast. I don't know if he was joking. I don't think it matters. He basically said, I'm tired of this waiting on Aaron Rodgers nonsense. He basically said, look, I don't need to recruit him. I don't need to call him. Like, it's real simple. Do you want to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers or do you not? This is what he had to say on the Not Just Football podcast.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
Oh, wow. Is that the best recruiter? Like, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you're sitting around and you're just minding your business and you I don't know what he's doing, reading a book about, I don't know. Hickey, what type of book would this guy read?
Probably, what would he be reading right now? I was going to say some astrophysiology, maybe like something beyond the mind, yeah. The body, the soul.
Yeah. Let's say he's reading the book that A.J. Brown read on the sidelines. Okay, whatever book that was. Aaron Rodgers is sitting around reading that book. And he hears what Cam Hayward had to say. Now, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you could take one or two approaches. You could say, man, I'm not even on the team. Why are you worried about me? How do you even know that you're waiting on me? How do you know it's not the team? You know, I think we all believe Aaron Rodgers is making everybody wait on him. Or Aaron Rodgers could just roll his eyes. I still ultimately believe that Aaron Rodgers, I don't think he would take these comments by Cam Hayward and allow it to slow him down or stop him from joining the Steelers. If he thinks he can play with the Steelers, he'll show up, do his press conference, make a joke about the comments that we just heard from Cam Hayward and just keep it moving. Like, what else do you do? These are grown-ass men. So is Aaron Rodgers has heard it all. So is he going to be offended? Is he going to be petty? I don't know. He seems like the type, but I think for a major decision, like whether or not I want to play football the rest of my career, I don't think I would let the comments from Cam Hayward have any type of impact on whether or not I continue playing. This is interesting, though, because just last year, in July, Cam Hayward talked about recruiting Russell Wilson to join the Steelers last year. What's the difference between Wilson and Rodgers? Listen to what Cam Hayward said last year on Up and Adams.
I was out at a conference in Arizona, and then I came back to my room, and me and Russ just talked for about 2 hours. We talked ball. I know he was having conversations with the Steelers, and, you know, the main thing I told him was just, you know, this isn't the place for glitz and glamour. It's not, you know, it's not L.A. It's not Atlanta. This is the place where the gladiators come, and we're going to compete every day. And, you know, just hearing from him, he was receptive to that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Why did Russell Wilson get 2 hours of a conversation? Aaron Rodgers can't even get a phone call. Like, he's saying, I'm not going into no dark cave, into a dark place. He said, I'm not doing any of this with this guy. Well, what's the difference? Russell Wilson less annoying than Aaron Rodgers? Like, you don't got to hang out in a cave with the guy, but you can make a phone call. I mean, does Aaron Rodgers know this? It's a little bit of a double standard. But if you're Aaron Rodgers, like, this is what you did, right? Like, over the past several years, basically since Jordan Love was selected, you've just been an occasional jerk here and there about a lot of things. What has Russell Wilson done besides, I don't know, tell lies to try to get out of Seattle, right? And be a pain in the ass. Nothing. So that is a little bit of a double standard. But I don't think these words from Cam Hayward is going to have any type of effect on whether or not Aaron Rodgers decides to sign up. Hick, you think Rodgers cares about anything like this? I don't think he does.
No, but I'm knowing him, though, I'm sure. Trying to think, I don't think it'd be the case if he signed to the Steelers, but if he doesn't sign with the Steelers, I'm sure he'll make some sort of petty comment about it and try to make it seem like it doesn't bother him, but then he'll make a comment and kind of allude to that it does bother him. He's a passive-aggressive guy, and I'm assuming that he's going to play it like that.
Yeah, he's going to show up if he signs with the Steelers. He's going to say something. He's going to have a smart-ass comment about it. He's going to smirk and say something ridiculous. He seems kind of petty. He'll be like, hey, you know, I joined the Steelers, and I didn't have to invite any of my teammates to a darkness retreat. And everybody will giggle and laugh, and then problem solved.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's just always finding his way around things. Ironically, today, Bill Cowher, the former coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he was on Dan Patrick earlier today, and he said that it's not Aaron Rodgers who's the best option for the Steelers at quarterback, that it would still be Russell Wilson. So I don't know, maybe, just maybe, Cam Hayward needs to go ahead and give him a call. Listen to this.
I personally think that Russell Wilson is your best choice. It's the better. It's going to be a better offensive line room with Fontenot coming back and moving Broderick to left tackle. I think you're looking at the best receiving core you're going to have in a long time in terms of if they can keep George Pickens or not. That'll be the next conversation that you will have to have. And I think, you know, with Arthur Smith in the second year, in theory, should take a step forward. So I think they're sitting back, and again, I think this is not unlike a Pittsburgh way of doing things, of seeing what their options are, not feeling pressed to make a decision based on the fact there's no deadline.
Oh, wow. Well, that's the problem. That's what's bothering Cam Hayward, is that there's no deadline, but do something, right? Like, what is there to wait on? Like, for all of this, he might as well quit. We heard so much at the end of last week about, hey, he wants to go to the Steelers. He wants to do this. He wants to do that. Well, not the Steelers, but the Vikings. Well, I haven't heard anything new about that. Have you heard anything new, Hickey?
Nope. It's been quiet for, I feel like, a week now.
Wow.
Like, there's no new reports. There's no news in terms of one team's interest waning or increasing. It's, I feel like it's just been a standstill now for about a week plus, and maybe some regurgitation of the same kind of reports dressed up differently, but I think there's been no movement from any teams.
Aaron Rodgers is going to look like he's obviously, if Minnesota wanted him, unless they're waiting on something with J.J. McCarthy, they're waiting on a new test, I don't know. If you're the Minnesota Vikings, what's the holdup? Like, what would be the holdup? If he goes to the New York Giants, I'm looking at Aaron Rodgers like a loser. Like, here's another quarterback who's just, you know, at the end of the line, and he's just hanging on, going to wherever. I think we said this last week. This is like Shaquille O'Neal showing up and playing for the Boston Celtics. It's kind of lame at that point. And I still believe Aaron Rodgers has something left in the tank. Get you 25 to 30 touchdowns in a season, still be one of the most efficient. He obviously can't move the way that he used to. I still think he could be a good quarterback, very good quarterback in the NFL. But this is the worst thing about guys as they get ready to retire. They're holding on. They're trying to just, you know, squeeze whatever is left. Everybody can't have that that Peyton Manning, you know, I go to Denver and win another championship. We know that defense did an excellent job. I don't think that's in the cards for Aaron Rodgers. We hear how he's received, not just in the media, but also by other NFL players. I'm a little surprised to hear Cam Hayward come out and say, make up your mind already. It's kind of aggressive. Typically, athletes, they stay out of other athletes' contract negotiations, what they do with their career. But at the same time, how many athletes have ever been, realistically, Aaron Rodgers? How many professional athletes, think about the thousands and thousands and thousands that have played, how many have the accomplishments of Aaron Rodgers? How many of them have just been as controversial as Aaron Rodgers? So Cam Hayward speaking his mind, I don't think it's going to hurt Aaron Rodgers and his decision. If he does decide to play for the Steelers, he will show up and he'll be a sarcastic jerk right out of the gate just to kind of put that to the side, acknowledge it, but not acknowledge it. We know he likes to be kind of sneaky, underhanded in how he says things. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back, I'll give you an update on this first four matchup between St. Francis and Alabama State. That's going on now. We'll talk about something that took place early this morning. It's the start of the Major League Baseball season. We'll get into the Bengals. We'll talk about Rick Pitino. We'll talk about Tom Izzo. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, absolutely. This is what I'm here for. You can call up 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. New number. You can find me online as well at JR Sport Brief. If you're trying to keep up with your bracket and trying to figure out who you're going to place in your bracket as we are going through here with the first four, there's about 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half between St. Francis and Alabama State. They're playing a close one. St. Francis leads Alabama State 33-28. We'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues to roll on. The winner will go ahead and take on Auburn, where they will probably get waxed. And then in about 2 hours and change, we're going to have North Carolina taking on San Diego State. The winner of that game will go ahead and take on Ole Miss. Tomorrow we got Mount St. Mary's versus American. And then we also have Xavier versus those Longhorns out of Texas. And so we got a full slate today and tomorrow. Consider this your appetizer before we get into the nitty-gritty on Thursday and Friday. 888-710-4ISN. Right before we went to break, we talked about Aaron Rodgers and Cam Hayward putting in his two cents about what he wants to see. And that is for Aaron Rodgers to ultimately make up his mind and do it sooner rather than later. And also the fact that he ain't recruiting a guy. I'm not calling to him. I'm not going on a darkness retreat. Aaron Rodgers just needs to make up his mind as to what he wants to go ahead and do. So we'll wait to see how long that happens. Hopefully sooner rather than later. But then speaking of earlier today, and I considered it because I was up at this time as I tried to get my damn life together. The Major League Baseball season, the regular season, got started in Tokyo, Japan. Yeah, down in Florida, out in Arizona, we got a bunch of baseball players still getting ready for the regular season. But Major League Baseball wanted to send its biggest stars to Japan to start the season. Shohei Ohtani, a Monaga. I mean, we got Roki Sasaki, who's going to go out and make his debut tomorrow. And so they'll come back after the game tomorrow. They'll rest, do some more spring training, and then wait for the regular season to start along with everybody else. But early this morning, at 6 a.m. Eastern time, 3 Pacific, the Dodgers beat the Cubs 4-1. Shohei Ohtani was 2-for-5 with 2 runs scored. Of course he did. He did everything except for hit a home run. Mookie Betts is sick. Unfortunately, they say this guy lost 15 pounds. He has people sick all over the place. I guess it's that season. Freddie Freeman, he had to call out and tap out like minutes before the game with a rib issue. And so Yamamoto went out and pitched 5 innings and had 4 Ks. But people are looking at the health of the Dodgers, even though they're, let's be real, they're deep as hell. I mean, I feel like one guy goes down on the Dodgers, there's another all-star to go out there and step things up. It's kind of bad that Mookie Betts, he left Los Angeles and he was already not feeling well. He went to Japan thinking that he was going to be able to play. You say he got worse and weaker and lost weight. He's dehydrated. So they sent him back to Los Angeles. This is Dave Roberts talking about Mookie Betts. He's in L.A. trying to get better.
Mookie flew home late afternoon yesterday, arrived safely, and it was just made the most sense for him to get back to a regular routine.
Yeah, man. He just flew from Japan to Los Angeles. Just give him some Gatorade, some Pedialyte, some salt, some water. I don't know what it means for a professional athlete to lose weight and lose strength. I don't know how easy it is for him to, you know, get that back together. And good luck to him, Mookie Betts. So let's think about the baseball out there. Will Smith, he played, right? He's not Japanese, but he certainly had a good time out in Japan. They got another game tomorrow. And Will Smith said playing in the Tokyo Dome has just been fun. This is what he told Sportsnet LA.
Kind of felt like a home game with all the Dodger fans here. Pretty loud at times, but just really cool. You know, we have so many fans here. You see them walk on the streets, LA hats everywhere. Just to be able to play in front of our fans here that support us from across the ocean, it's pretty cool and special.
Yeah, he was 1-for-2 with an RBI. Good for him. They got one more game. Everybody just trying to see Roki Sasaki. This is his debut for the Los Angeles Dodgers. They say this guy can throw 100 miles per hour. I don't know if it's a curve or a split finger. They said it just drops straight into the ground. So he is getting this start right behind Yamamoto. Let's keep in mind, they signed Blake Snell. Okay, and they also got Glasnow, who can never stay healthy, but it's just an expensive insurance policy. The Dodgers just about have everybody. Hickey, did you see a minute of this game this morning at all?
I actually watched the final 2 innings.
Wow. Okay, what time was that? 8:30 or something like that? 8:39?
Just about 8:15 a.m. Eastern.
Oh, this is a quick game, huh?
It was moving. It was moving pretty quickly.
Wow. Yeah, Hickey, I was up at like 5-something in the morning. I was like, wait a minute. Like, the baseball game is going to start. Do I want to watch it? No, I wasn't feeling good. I rolled back over. I said, no. I said, do I got to watch the baseball game now or try to be rested for the show today? You know, decisions, choices.
I get why MLB does it, but can't they do this a month from now, 2 months from now? Why are they putting opening day
in the season?
Yeah.
You want to interrupt the season to send them to Japan and come back as far?
I'm not trying to poo-poo it. How far are we actually talking here? Isn't it about the same distance?
I've done it. Not to Japan. I did it to China. I went from San Francisco, from New York to San Francisco. But then from San Francisco out to Asia. I don't know. I feel like I was in the air. I don't know. It's been a while. 11 hours? I don't know.
In total, you're saying 11 hours from the West Coast over to Japan? What?
Yeah, over the ocean.
So, one way. Okay, that's a little bit longer than I thought. Even with that being the case,
and then
I mean,
the time difference too is the other thing. Yeah, it's 11 to 12 hours, nonstop, Los Angeles to Japan.
I guess my thing is, it's the biggest brand in baseball, the Dodgers, with the biggest star in Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Opening day is right, is like the one game where a lot of maybe non or casual baseball fans care about. So many baseball fans will kind of watch the first game or two, then go into a shell, and then maybe come back by the playoffs.
We know it's fake opening day. It's for Japan. They'll come back and have another opening day
like,
in LA.
I know. But like, it counts for the Dodgers and it counts for the Cubs. If that was my team, if that was Mets, I'd be pissed. Pissed that you have to wake up at if you're a Dodgers fan at 3 a.m. to watch your team on opening day. I get it doesn't feel like it, but still.
What's more important, making the money or ticking off the fans for like, I don't know, one day?
But you can do, but like, can't you make the money in May?
No,
you
man.
You can't truncate the schedule to just to get them.
Truncate the schedule for who?
For the Dodgers and whoever they got to play, you know, the Giants.
Instead of playing 162, you want them to play less games?
No. Sorry. I meant like in the sense of like the off days of, okay, let's manage it to where.
Bruh, no.
You're going to play, you know, maybe the first 2 weeks, no off days. So that way, by the time May 5th comes around, we can get you to Japan. We'll get you an off day or two before, off day or two after.
No, you can't cram that in. Man, these guys are going to come back and be so jet lagged. They've been over there since last week. They're going to come back. And so without looking at the, well, I am looking at the time. It is about 7:30 Eastern time. Okay. About 4:30 Pacific time. It is the morning time over there right now. It's approximately, you know, it's got to be about 7:30 a.m., 8:30 a.m. So think about that time difference. If you're based out on the West Coast, and right now in Japan, in Tokyo, it's about 8:30-ish in the morning. And then back home, it's still in the afternoon. Hickey, let me tell you something. The first time I ever came back, I was in China for like a week. No, I was out there for like a week and a half, 2 weeks. I was in Hong Kong and in Beijing. When I got back to New York, Hickey, I've never slept like that in my life. I slept almost 18 hours straight when I got home. I got in my bed. I probably got in at, you know, 3-4 o'clock. I don't think I woke up the next day until, I don't know, almost like lunchtime. I was sleeping, bro. And I know they got sports scientists and all of this. It's tough to cram the game in the middle of the year. This is why they do it now. As corny and terrible as it seems, yeah, you guys are going to start the season earlier than everybody. You're going to go to Japan. They basically gave them a buffer, so there's no excuses. That's it. Nobody could come back and say, hey, we got a raw deal because we're tired. And then you got to think about Chicago. They have to fly even further. And at least they get to go back to Arizona. I think they're going back to Arizona. I don't think you just go back to Chicago, not this time of year. Hickey, you be okay. Do you remember when the Mets opened the season in Japan? Do you remember that?
Thankfully, no. It was like 1999.
Yes.
Thank God.
I remember. I watched that. Benny Agbayani was on that team. Yeah. And Hickey, you want to know something? I was up that morning, and I watched. I watched as I got ready for school. I watched that game. I don't think anybody, Met fans were, I don't know. Ackerman is here. Ack, were Met fans mad when the Mets opened the season in Japan?
I'm trying to remember back. I think it was pretty unique. I don't think they were wild about the idea, but I think they warmed up to it. I kind of remember, though, you know, driving to work, and I'm like, this is really cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was like, hey, we got baseball in the morning time. This is cool. It was unique. And I don't know. I don't want to say there's less media, but absolutely. The internet wasn't this today. Like, I think I watched that game on ESPN. Which, by the way, the broadcast today I heard was terrible on Fox. The score bug was faster than the call. The Fox broadcasters were not in Japan. They were here in America. Like, Fox don't got money to send people out there with conflicting schedules. So maybe things will be better in the morning. I don't know. Am I going to wake up and see Sasaki? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not setting my alarm to do it. I'll just have to be up in the process. And good for the Dodgers, and good for the Cubs, and good for the people of Japan. They get to see their stars, and those guys will come back to America, and they'll be playing until October. Knowing the Dodgers would probably won another World Series. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about someone who's bounced back. He didn't even have to leave the country to do so. This man's name is Rick Pitino.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I can't even wear a hat right. I got too much hair. I cannot wear a hat. Damn it. Hickey, I don't think I've worn a hat since COVID.
That's a good problem to have. A lot of people would kill for that problem. Too much hair.
You got a lot of hair, too.
I know. I'm not a big hat wearer. When's
the last time you wore a hat?
I did wear one the other day. My hair's getting long. I'm long overdue for a haircut, so I didn't really feel like doing it the other day. So,
how long? Are we talking to your shoulders?
Oh, no. Just like long for my standards, where it's like over my ear a little bit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it's still like, it's just longer than how I like it. But nowhere near. Like, no, I don't have any flow going.
Wow. Okay. Now, I know you and I think, obviously have different qualities of hair. My hair is down to my shoulders, man.
Look at you. Yeah. Those long flowing locks, huh?
Yeah, my hair's down to my shoulders. I'm just, Hickey, I'm thinking about just chopping it all the way down, man. I'm thinking about it.
Did you get, what would you call it, like a perm? Is that like the Jimmy Butler look when he came with his hair straightened a few years ago? Is that how it gets down to your shoulders?
Nah. Don't need a perm. I could just have it twisted and it'll fall down.
Mm.
Yeah, perm, you got to put chemicals in the hair and then it'll fall. But I'm not doing that.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, I could twist it up and it just fall right down to my
to
my shoulders.
That is long. Wow.
Yeah, I'm not doing that, Hickey. My hair goes down to my chin if I pull on it. I'm not doing that stuff.
So that means you have to update your driver's license to be like, you know, bruh, my 5 inches taller?
My driver's license is me from COVID, bro. Okay? I look at my, it reminds me of COVID. I need to go take a new photo, okay?
Oof, yeah, that's tough. Not a time you want to be reminded of.
Yeah, I do not. Not at all. 855. Oh, there we go. How about that one? Look at it. 888-710-4ISN. New number. 888-710-4ISN. Even I got to learn something. David is calling from Los Angeles. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
Hey, JR, good to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking my call. So, as somebody who flies frequently between Los Angeles and China, I can tell you that you are absolutely right that the jet lag is a real deal. For me, it's not so much going over there because supposedly flying west. Yeah, flying west because you gain hours, you tend to not feel it as much. Flying east, you technically lose hours. And your body feels it. Like, the worst is coming back and then needing over a week or possibly even 2 weeks to recover. Think of it this way. When the time changes every spring, we take about a week of grogginess before we get used to the new time, right, when we spring forward. Imagine for a moment springing forward 9 hours between China and the west coast of the United States, here in California. It's going to take forever to recover in that situation. But I will say this. I'm glad that the Dodgers are opening up in Japan. And I say this as a Dodgers fan. I know that, you know, technically their opening day is happening far, far, far away from their home stadium. But by doing this, they're going over there. They're marketing themselves to Japan. They're letting their Japanese stars perform with their American teams, showcasing their skills. Playing in the biggest league in the world. And it's just great for baseball. It's great for Japanese. And, you know, Japan is, of course, huge on baseball. It's great for their enthusiasm over there and just marketing themselves to the country. So I'm fully in support of that. We'll get our opening day soon enough. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, you're ready for the fights, right? You ready to fight Padre fans?
I don't fight anybody. I'm a gentle Dodgers fan, if such a thing even exists.
So
but, you know, I will say this. I mean, Opening day, I mean, they're only two games over there. There's two out of 162. We got plenty of opportunities to see them.
No, forget all that. I'm not talking about the Japan game right now. Why do the Dodger fans and the Padre fans are always beating the living hell out of each other? Like, physically.
You'll have
like,
to ask the ones who actually do the fighting.
How much do they have to, how much is a beer at the stadium?
The beer at the stadium, I don't drink, so I wouldn't even know.
Oh, good. You're a good man. Well, what do you do? You don't fight? You don't drink? Do you have a vice? Go ahead, tell us. Tell the country.
I enjoy the game for the game. There's no need to get alcohol involved.
Okay. I'm just talking about in general. It don't got to be the game. Right. Do you cross the street on a red light? Like, what do you do? A stop light? You don't do nothing?
No, I'll jaywalk if I need to.
Yeah, I jaywalked today. I jaywalked today. You know, I went against the light. Let me see what else I did today. And that's about it for today. I yelled at a guy from earlier. The guy in Baltimore said I yelled at him. So, you know, those are my bad things. But you sound like a perfect individual, David. We appreciate you.
I'm far from it, JR, but I appreciate the compliment.
No problem, David. We'll catch you soon, okay? Go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers. Go Blue.
All that good stuff. Yeah, there you go. Hickey, there you have it. What? But let's think about this for a second. The game took place in Japan for a few reasons. For the benefit of Major League Baseball, for the benefit of the Dodgers, and to make the Japanese players happy. And then the Dodger fans are like fourth or fifth on that list. Is that accurate, would you say?
Yes, I would agree. The fans, you know what? If they're even on the list, I think that's a win in terms of concern.
Like, yo, you going to get, and how they, I don't even know how they splitting it. Is it one Cubs game and one Dodgers game technically? Or are they all Dodgers games?
That I do not know. I have to double check. I'm assuming, I don't know. I have to double check.
And it ain't no big deal. Like, what's two home games, right? Dodgers are going to probably sell out every game anyway. It's just good for them. Didn't the NBA do this too? They started the season in, right? Didn't they send somebody to the Middle East or they played preseason? Weren't the Celtics just over there?
I think it was preseason in Dubai, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, right. These guys are just balling out, man. Just send everybody everywhere. And speaking of all that basketball stuff, we'll get to some more college at the top of the hour. I need to tell you about the Defensive Player of the Week. Sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. There was no Nikola Jokic. There was no Jamal Murray last night. The Nuggets still found a way to take down the Warriors, thanks to Aaron Gordon and Russell Westbrook, who's not cooked. Gordon dropped 38 points. It's the highest he's ever scored as a Nugget. Russell Westbrook. This man had a 12-point triple-double, 12 rebounds, 16 assists. That's a big triple-double. I think he also had 7 turnovers. That's a Russell Westbrook game. And Denver took down Golden State 114-105. We'll talk about that later because I think Golden State is in action again tonight. And Steve Kerr was having a whole conversation about how tired, you know, Steve Kerr. Hickey, I'm mixing up my shooters here. It's Steph Curry. Steve Kerr talked about how tired Steph Curry was. And Steph Curry needs a break and that he's been carrying the team. A matter of fact, this is Steve Kerr from last night saying that Steph Curry, who scored 26 points, was just exhausted. Listen to this.
He's tired.
And maybe
Steph's been carrying us for a month. He's been amazing. He's tired. So we got to get him. We got to get him some rest. You can see it. He doesn't have his energy right now.
Okay, he doesn't have his energy. Steph Curry just turned 37 years old. It sounds crazy to think. I mean, we got March Madness going on right now. I feel like I was looking at him at Davidson yesterday. Steph Curry turned 37 on March 14th. And so what is it, just a coincidence that all of a sudden he's tired? Golden State Warriors have been on a roll, man. If you ask Steph Curry how he was feeling, did he give the same answer? Hey, Steph, are you tired? You need a break?
I feel fine.
obviously I didn't play great at all, so everybody's going to, including coach, is going to try to figure out why.
Hickey, he sounds sick.
He did not help his case right there.
I've never heard that man sound like that ever. Like, you fine. He sounds like he has two cats stuck in the back of his throat. That guy sounds sick. Yeah, give Steph Curry a day off, man. That guy works, man. And he's a nice guy. He does everything in the world. He's playing basketball. He's carrying the team. He's 37 years old, and he sounds congested as all hell. He's not tired. He's just sick. Let's just go ahead and put it that way. I guess like a good majority of the country. Golden State Warriors are hosting the Milwaukee Bucks tonight in a few hours. Right now, on the college basketball side, we got St. Francis and Alabama State. They just got underway. About a minute has gone by in the second half. St. Francis leads 39-36. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to get back into some more college hoops on the other side. Because you think Steph Curry is tied at 37. There's a college basketball coach. This man is 72. He's full of energy. We'll talk about Rick Pitino on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.